Strategies for Reading Comprehension. When I first began teaching, I was surprised by how well my students could read without understanding anything. On the surface, they appeared to be strong readers, but it soon became apparent that they could not recall anything expressed on the page. During her work as an elementary reading specialist, Sarah Armstrong referred to these readers as word callers. Although I recognized that there was a problem, I had a difficult time addressing it because it was amorphous to me. Learning and training to become a teacher is such a rigorous process that the comprehension strategies I had developed had become second nature to me. I utilized all the time without even knowing it. For me, it was hard to identify what my kids couldn't do because these strategies were skills that I regularly implemented without even realizing it. I decided to start teaching essential vocabulary while also encouraging my students to read more. These practices are no doubt powerful, but they don't fully address the internalized reading strategies that are at the core of comprehension. As outlined by Pearson, Greller, Dole, used to comprehend the text, these seven strategies need to be taught and practiced until they become second nature to the reader. 1. Activating background knowledge to make connections. What does this remind you of? 2. Questioning the text. Do you agree or disagree? Does it depend? 3. Drawing inferences. What can you figure out? What might happen next? 4. Determining importance. What do you think you need to remember? 5. Creating mental images. What do you picture in your head? 6. Repairing understanding when meaning breaks down. How can you figure out what it means? 7. Synthesizing information. How can you put it all together? What is the big picture? References: Armstrong Sarah, 2008. Teaching Smarter with the Brain in Focus. New York, Scholastic.